The chairman of the U.S. House of Representatives, Ms. Nancy Pelosi, told reporters that this body is preparing a political trial against President Donald Trump for alleged violation of the U.S. national security and injuries to the nation's constitution. These actions are based on a telephone call by Trump to his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky, in which he asks the European official to investigate the possible presidential candidate for the Democratic Party, Joe Biden, and his son, Hunter, for alleged corruption. Hunter was a high official of the Burisma Gas Company with headquarters in the Ukraine. This enterprise was under investigation for corruption, but then Ukraine President Petro Poroshenko stopped the process in 2016 and fired his Attorney General, Viktor Shokin. Allegedly, the changes in the Ukraine took place at the request of Biden, who at the time was Barack Obama's vice president. Trump put pressure on Zelensky to reopen the procedures and thus ruin the possibilities of Joe Biden of becoming the Democratic Party's presidential candidate and the main opponent of Trump in the 2020 presidential elections in the United States. Thus, Trump would be removing a real heavyweight Democratic opponent in his hopes for re-election. The subsequent publication of the contents of the phone call revealed that Trump asked his Ukrainian counterpart to reopen the investigation against Joe Biden and his son. Trump even promised the Ukrainian president the legal advice from Trump's personal attorney, Rudolph Giuliani, and from U.S. Attorney General William Barr, who would provide legal advice in this quest against Trump's enemy. Nancy Pelosi said that the phone call from the White House confirms that President Trump injured the integrity of the electoral process, the dignity of his post, and also national security. The celebration of a political trial of a president in Congress is highly improbable, because even if the Democrats control the House, the Senate is a feud of the Republicans. In the history of the United States, only two presidents have been submitted to a congressional trial. The first one was Andrew Johnson in 1868, and then Bill Clinton in 1999. None of them were removed from his post. Richard Nixon could have been taken to trial by Congress, but he resigned before this happened. The possibilities that Trump could undergo a political trial by Congress will diminish in direct proportion to the nearness of the 2020 general election. At the end, it could all be a repetition of the old Roman formula to keep people happy: bread and circus. And this, friends, has been Radio Havana Cuba's editorial comment for today. In Havana, I am Alberto de Pérez.